friends, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, izawaka ila watisha. May peace be upon his soul. Muhammad was his name, the seal of the Prophet, Al-Amin al-Siddiq, ya Rasulullah. He was the light of our deen, beloved by all. He was the last messenger, the servant of Allah. He set out on a journey with message of Islam.
Today, butterflies, we're going to learn about being adopted. What is adoption? Do you know? How is a family created? Now, often we think families are made when a woman has a little baby. But adoption is another way that families are created. Adoption means a process that allows someone to become the mummy and daddy of a child, even though they are not related by blood. In other words, a man and a woman are not their birth parents. The child didn't grow inside the mummy, but in every other way, they become the perfect parents of that little baby boy or baby girl. Maybe that child is an orphan and their mummy and daddy pass away. Or maybe that child has no mummy and daddy anymore because they're gone far away. Whatever it is, being a parent can be a lot of work. But having children in the family makes grown-ups very happy. Children make everything more fun, so it's no wonder people want to have them in their lives. Some people can't have little boys and girls of their own, and so they choose to adopt. That makes it possible for them to have their own children. Some adults don't want to have children because they can't, and that's okay too. It takes time and effort to adopt a child. Some people wait for years to have a baby, and Allah doesn't let them have one on their own. Then they adopt, and Allah gives them a beautiful blessing. You can't just pick one baby from a rack or choose it like how you go shopping. Instead, it's a special gift from Allah. Orphan children are very special children, and they are very important. Did you know our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an orphan too? Well, if you look after the orphans, then you will be close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. And that's why adoption is good too. You are giving a little baby boy or baby girl who doesn't have a family, a beautiful family that's your own. Now, adoptions are usually handled by a group of people. They work hard to investigate the people who want to adopt a child. Before letting them adopt, they need to fill out lots of paperwork. They need to know if they've ever done anything wrong, like committed a crime, or if they'll be able to look after this baby boy or girl in a good way. They also have to meet with social workers and explain why they want to adopt. They also want to find out what's happening in every family. The agency wants to make sure that these children will go into a home where they are loved and happy. It's good that many people want to adopt kids, but why do the little children want to be adopted? Well, it's because they want a beautiful family just like yours. My butterflies, have you ever looked at your own life and thought, imagine if my mommy wasn't around. Imagine if my daddy wasn't around. Imagine if I didn't have brothers and sisters or grandparents. Can you imagine how lonely your life would be? Say Alhamdulillah for the beautiful people around you who love you, look after you, and make sure you have everything that you have. My butterflies, can you imagine taking in another baby into your life and into your parents' life? Can you imagine the reward from Allah for teaching someone everything they know? Can you imagine the reward from Allah for giving a child a good place to stay? Think about it. For now, let's go for a quick break.
جزاك الله يا بنتي بخير حيثما كنتي تساعد أمها دوما بكل الجهد في البيت تناديها بنظرتها ولا تحتاج للصوت فتنهض مثل لمح البرق نحو الأمر في صمتي تقول لأمها لبيك إن الأمر ما شئت سأدخل غرفتي حالا أرتبها مع الأخت ونبوك لوالدنا لينضج قبل أن يأتي فتغدو أكلتي ملحا ولحما غاض في الزيت ونطر زاد والدنا لينضج قبل أن يأتي فتغدو أكلتي ملحا ولحما غاض في الزيت فتظلم حولي الدنيا وتكتم شفقتي صوتي ألوق فينحني رأسي كأن البحر من تحتي.
My butterflies, why do little children like you need to be adopted? Do you know? Let me tell you. Babies are big responsibilities. You need to have enough money for their nappies and their diapers and their clothing and their other supplies that they need. A mommy and daddy must be working to work very hard. They need to wake up in the middle of the night when baby needs to eat, or maybe needs to drink milk, or when baby is sick and can't sleep. They also can't go out and do whatever they want because someone needs to be watching baby all the time. It can be hard to have a baby, and if they're still studying in school or university, or if mommy is willing to take care of the baby, maybe she won't be able to work anymore. Raising a child may be very hard or even impossible for some people. What happens if the mommy is very poor and living in a poor country? Now it's a hard choice, but some mummies and daddies decide that their babies will have better lives if they live with someone else. Maybe they can barely afford to look after themselves and they give their babies up for adoption. Adoptive parents are usually older and they can handle the responsibility with being someone's mummy or daddy. In some cases, they may be adopted because their mommy and daddy don't look after their baby the way they're supposed to. Like if they abuse their child or neglect their child, it's very sad, but there's lots of people in this world. Some are good and some are bad. And that's why little babies are adopted. But no matter how it works out and how difficult it is to understand, my butterflies, remember, don't be afraid to talk about your feelings. Whether it's your family giving someone up for adoption, or whether it's your family adopting a new little boy or girl into your family. Remember, Allah has a plan for everyone and everything, and your life has already been written out by Allah. So the best thing you can do is talk about it, think about it, and ask Allah about it. Allah will definitely show you the way for everything. And remember, butterflies, if you were adopted, you are no other or no different from other children. If you were adopted, you may have a little more on your mind than your friends. And sometimes learning that you were adopted may make it hard for you. But don't let it stop your life from carrying on perfectly. Don't let it stop you from paying attention in school and doing your best. Don't let it stop you from loving your new mommy and new daddy and brothers and sisters any less. Many children who were adopted may wonder about their birth parents and why they didn't keep them, or wonder where they came from. They may wonder who they look like. They may wonder about lots of stuff. But remember, love the people who are around you and love the people who care about you, because they did everything in their power to be with you. You may have questions, and I'm sure that your mommy and daddy will be ready to answer them. Someone may say that your parents are not their real, but that's not true, because adoption in the eyes of Allah will make you a real son and daughter. Talk about your feelings in the most loving and gentle way, and I'm sure your questions too will be answered. Remember to love everybody wholeheartedly. Give them your everything too. Whether you're a mummy and daddy listening to the program who have adopted, or whether you have been adopted. Children, if your mummy and daddy adopt a little boy or girl, treat them exactly as you would your own brothers and sisters. Care about them, love them, teach them, respect them, and give them all the love you can. And if you do that with a good intention, then Allah will reward you.
Every night and morning, every night and morning, I think about my Allah. Every night and morning, every night and morning, I think about my Allah. Do you? Do you? I think about my Allah. My Allah, He is the one and He is the only one. My Allah, He is the cherisher and He is the sustainer.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.